And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Visit DirecTV.com. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Hear that podcast growling, mean and angry. Hear that couple shouting, it's Danger and Jay. It's Danger and Jay.
The latest emergency podcast edition. Hear that podcast growling. Presented by Visa Network, working for everyone. Paul Eder Jr., Jay Morrison, again late into the night, working for you. It's free agency week, Jay. This is our weekly evening chat that we do. You know what? Evening chat, and I go slam a couple of beers and fall asleep and wake up tomorrow and do it all over again.
I have not had a single – I'm wearing green, but I have not had a single drink today. So I do. I think – that might be in my future too after we wrap this up. And I think this is the point where maybe we say, I told you so. Be patient, people. Things are starting to happen.
Yeah, things happen today. Things happen today. Things are happening. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to quickly tick through the news before I drink my one Guinness that I drink every year. And so we're just what we're going to do. We're going to go through all the news of the day, starting with the big news, and run through them. Let's start here. Lael Collins, as we told you, all eyes have been on this all week, waiting for the Dallas shoe to drop. It does. They do release Lael Collins. Bengals immediately pounce and fly him into Cincinnati. He lands, and you know, those of you who have read The Athletic, listen to the podcasts, have heard stories of the big precinct dinner and Joe Burrow, the Pied Piper recruiter, coming in and selling Riley Reiff, and Mike Hilton's eating steak Burrow. And we've got, I think, every detail of that dinner has been rehashed by all of those of us here locally that talked about what happened last year. And it was such a, it was kind of the beginning of blossoming of something special, what they felt to be something special, and it turned out to be the case. Well, part two, right? I'll just try to re-rack that baby, because it sure worked out last time just fine. So that Lael Collins comes into town, lands, and Ted Karras already in town, and off to the precinct they go. The recruitment dinner begins, and we will see what happens next. It is a matter of, can they get the deal done? Lael Collins has suitors. The Bengals are not alone. They are the most aggressive, as you might imagine, because they're in the best situation to be that. They've got the cap space. They've got the offensive line coach connection. They've got the LSU connection. They got Joe Burrow. They've got all those things working for them, and so they are selling Lael Collins like hell right now. But the question is, will the money work? Will the money line up? We know this is a short shelf life podcast here for you, but we're here to talk about where it sits right now as we record it on St. Patrick's Day evening here Thursday night. I would expect Friday morning we'll have action on this of figuring out where it lands. But for now, as we record it, the recruitment is on and everything will get figured out where it ends up working out tomorrow.
And you know it's going to be a full court press. It's like the car salesman. You go in and you look at the car. They don't want you walking off the lot, because they know if you walk off the lot, they're probably never going to see you again. And I think it's big that this was the first place that he came. And it would make sense that they are going to do everything they can to not let him leave Cincinnati without a deal. Would he be willing to do that? I mean, he doesn't have to visit these other places to know what they're offering. They can converse with the agent and all that can be done over the phone. But the fact that he came here first and the fact that he has that relationship with Frank Pollock, I think is huge. You're right. It ultimately comes down to money, but the Bengals are in the catbird seed right now. They can put on that whole show, Joe Burrow, the coaches, everybody that's there that can convince Lael Collins that this is the place for him.
And, you know, you then put the final puzzle piece in for this line, as we've been talking about. Yeah. This is a very, I wrote about it tonight. This is a crossroads moment. There's just not a lot of options like this. There's not a lot of solutions like this. You're going to get more rationalization and band-aids if you can't make this happen. You know, you can't just bring in a top 10 guy who's such a good fit for you. Are there going to be questions involved in it and issues that he's had? Sure. The physical is a part of this. The money is a part of this. Dealing with a guy who's, look, had character stuff going on. I mean, he had the bribery of the drug tester last year thing with a 5-game suspension and everything that happened around his draft situation. But Frank Pollock knows him, so they feel good about it. The question is, can they get it done? If they can get it done, your line will look like this. Jonah Williams at left tackle. Some combination of the kids at left guard. Jackson Carmen, Deontay Smith, maybe another rookie. Maybe Quentin Spain gets re-signed on a cheap deal. A lot of options that you could put into any one of those coming to the surface at left guard. Ted Karras at center. Right guard, Alex Kappa. Right tackle, Lael Collins. That dog will hunt, as Dave Lapham likes to say. And that will win you some games when you pair it with the weapons that you have on the outside. But if they don't get this done, you start talking about a lot lesser options at right tackle. You start talking about other things. Maybe you do something interior at guard. Either way, it doesn't have that same full-scale rehab punch that this one can create for you. So, well, again, we'll see where it lands. But big moment here for the Bengals and the biggest question that surrounds them organizationally, and that is, will they leave no doubt? Will they leave no doubt that they are here to fix the offensive line? They are serious about it, and they will not take no for an answer and prove to Joe Burrow and everybody else that follows this team, everybody that knows the problem with this team, that they are serious about keeping him upright, protecting him, and investing in it, even if it means going and putting them in some uncomfortable places, some overpaying or whatever it all is. And I think that's the moment they find themselves at right now. Let's continue on down this line, though, because there's a lot of news to tick through, and all of them have a consistent theme. Pretty good bargains, pretty good value. When you have value found over and over again, including Kappa and Karras, who you got, you know, for decent value when you consider they fixed two offensive line spots, and you're on a rookie contract, and you have space that allows you to spend for the big piece that comes in later, when we're talking about Collins. Hayden Hurst is signed at tight end. We talked about yesterday. CJ Uzomah leaves. What are they going to do? Tyler Conklin, they weren't able to get a deal done with. They end up landing on Hurst. 2 years in Baltimore, 2 years in Atlanta. Okay. Some productive years. I mean, his first year in Atlanta, 56 receptions, about 10 yards per reception, 6 touchdowns. The type of stuff that you'll take. He's kind of a Swiss Army knife type guy who can do a little bit of everything. First round pick out of South Carolina in 2018, still young, 28 years old. So you've got somebody who can hold down that position. Not flashy, but very solid and on a decent deal. I think the number reported was $3.5-4 million. So nothing, no big deal money wise there. Solid. And Jay, it leaves you in a position where you sign the veteran stopgap. You can draft, take advantage of this mid round tight end draft where it's not top heavy, but you love a lot of the mid round depth. Get a guy there who's maybe got a year of development he needs to do, can be rotational, and boom, you feel like maybe you have your starter next year, or you're revisiting this in a better spot next offseason. Either way, this is your bridge to get you through at that position.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is the exact kind of guy they wanted, where maybe even a better deal than what you could have hoped for. He was a first-round pick. He only has 4 drops in his entire career, and they all came in 2020 when he had his biggest year. 88 targets that year, 4 drops. That's 6%. You'll take that. No drops his other 3 seasons. That's what you want. You want a solid, dependable, sure-handed guy that can block and be a mentor to whoever the young guy is they bring in. And it could be second, third, fourth round. I mean, if they have money left and they get Collins and they get a corner, all of a sudden you are wide open. You can go any direction. And if there's a tight end you like even on day two, go get him and really try if a dynamic guy that can open up this offense. But Hurst is, I don't think he's lived up to that first round billing, but you mentioned he's 28. There is a long way to go in his career, and he could maybe find something with another change of scenery here in Cincinnati in this offense where he's going to have plenty of opportunity.
All right, let's take a second and switch gears here and hear from a sponsor.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic.
That's just it. We're talking about a guy who is going to have plenty of one-on-ones, plenty of being schemed open. That's what they like. They like guys. Joe Burrow loves guys that catch the ball when he throws it to him, and they can scheme open, and he can use it. They don't need him to go dominate. You know, they need him to go get open and catch it when he's open. And because guess what? All the attention is going to be on everybody else but him. So it's taking advantage of those spots and not missing those spots. And we'll see. You know, I mean, if you get something of the production that he got his first year in Atlanta, you're talking about 50 catches and 560 yards and six touchdowns out of a tight end when you have these guys around you offensively. I mean, yeah, what did CJ Uzomah just have? I mean, we're talking about similar type of numbers if you're talking about recreating that, and you're getting it for half the price, money left over to be used elsewhere for a number of different places that are still available. Now, let's tick through. Eli Apple, he's back. 1 year, $4 million. That sound familiar, Jay? That's exactly where we slotted him on Choose Your Adventure. 1 year, $4 million deal. It's about what you deserve for a guy like Eli Apple, who had a nice year, but the jury's still out. You know, I think he came in aggressively, thinking he would get more. Nobody came calling, just like we kind of thought would be the case. Bengals were the team that had him as the most value to them. So they make the deal. They bring Eli Apple in. Here's the thing. We said it all along. For the right price, you love Eli Apple. And he was always the right fit because look, if you end up having to run it back and you go Hilton, Apple, Cheeto, Bates and Bell back there, you've been to the Super Bowl with that crew and played damn well doing it. So you're not going to hesitate. You're not going to freak out if Eli Apple's your opening day starter, but it allows you to preferably at 31, at 63, draft a corner who comes in. Maybe he beats him out in camp. Maybe he's comes in and he's an instant star. That's your ideal world, is that he beats him out. Eli Apple's the fourth corner and he's coming off the bench. Or maybe he doesn't. It takes time. Apple's a starter and eventually an injury happens and the pick plays and he's great. And then you move on. It sets you up to be good in the short and the long run. But that, I think it really, because I don't anticipate seeing, you know, another cornerback coming in here, at least not one of major significance. An early round pick definitely going to be devoted to corner and looking for that corner of the future there.
Yeah, because even if the corner doesn't beat out Eli Apple, it's, if it's a first or second rounder, he's going to have a lot of talent. He's going to bring the best out in Eli Apple. He's going to raise Eli Apple's game. If Eli Apple beats him out, it's earned, and you feel much better about him at least starting the season. Maybe he doesn't play the whole season as a starter, but if you can have a starting corner for $4 million a year, that's a hell of a bargain. And you said it. It's been the whole theme of this week has been bargains, and your rookie is going to be on a very manageable contract. So it's going to be interesting to see, because it's obviously part of it is not having the other offers out there, but he likes it here, and he's got a new position coach. That's going to be another piece of it there, where maybe they can the new guy, Chuck Burke, can maybe unlock something that Steve Jackson wasn't able to. So I know there's some frustration with Eli Apple, but you bring that guy back with the year he had for $4 million. And it just opens up all your options with that first, even that second round pick.
Yeah, I mean, I think Eli Apple slots to where he should for a guy who's had his career path and current spot. And he's like a fringe starting corner who with some upside, who is not going to break your bank. Boom. That's what they ended up getting with Eli Apple, and it kind of fills that need that we thought that they had, and it checks more of the boxes. We're going to kind of just like run it back with a better offensive line box. Like, it just feels like this whole week has been that. Let's get a better offensive line and run it back, and that's really where we're at. Outside of CJ going to the Jets, you know, is the only one where they could have come in and you know, and found a way to get CJ to come back here. But outside of that, get the guys back, keep the momentum rolling. Let's get a better line for Burrow and go win the damn thing. That's really kind of how it feels, because Brandon Allen is back. No surprise. We told you this was a no-brainer. The Burrow and Allen have a good relationship. That's super important to the coaches to keep that room comfortable and healthy for Burrow. And they know Allen can come in and play in a pinch if he needs to. They're comfortable with who he is as a quarterback. And so that all meshed well. It was a no-brainer. This is going to happen. It happens today. Josh Tupou signed back 2 years, two-year deal for Tupou. Again, good rotational depth, value, run it back, check the box. A guy who can kind of back up both spots a little bit, mostly reader, but you know, you can put him in. He's really good in that 5-2/3-4 front that Lou Anarumo likes to run, where you can put him in there in the three tech or whatever, or he can come in there and fill in for a pinch for you if you have either of your defensive tackles down, and has been pretty effective for what he is. So Tupou back, that's you know, another box check.
Yeah, I tweeted it out. He came here in 2017 as an undrafted free agent, and he now, among Bengals in that locker room, has played the 12th most games of anybody on this team, and he sat out a year. And he has put together a really nice career, and the fact that they signed him to 2 years and not one, I think, says something too. That he, again, it's bargain, it's value, it's the kind of piece that you need to solidify that D line. And Mike Thomas, both Mike Thomases fall into that basket as well. And it's just all these guys that played key roles, not superstars, but the depth that you need, the quality depth, and both Mike Thomas is playing special teams. It's pretty much what we thought would happen. They didn't go get these guys right away. They had bigger things that they were monitoring, and now that some things have started to take shape and that the Collins thing is moving forward and they know where that stands, they were able to get these other guys under contract. And yes, it's not the big splashy thing that a lot of fans want to see, but these are the moves you have to make to keep this team relevant if you're not going to go out and get the big stars.
Yep, and you mentioned Mike Thomas, the receiver Mike Thomas, to go with the safety Mike Thomas from yesterday, back on a one-year deal. And again, that's another one of those, got to make the team to get your money, mm-hmm. but we'll see what additions they make in the depth of that room. But a guy who's played good on special teams, I mean, comes out of nowhere and catches a 17-yard ball in the Super Bowl. So, you know, you've got the ability to step in and do that if you need it. So kind of a insurance policy a bit there at receiver and another nice piece. So, it flips forward to tomorrow. I think we're expecting to be able to talk to Alex Kappa, Ted Karras tomorrow, and maybe more. We don't know. We don't know what all is going to surface, but we're hoping that tomorrow will be a day where we'll be able to talk to some of these guys that are in town. So keep an eye out for that whenever that maybe does or does not come to fruition, and obviously keep it locked to The Athletic. I have a column up now on the crossroads that we discussed earlier, that this Lael Collins thing ends up being for them organizationally, of finally being able to take the big swing at the offensive line, what it means in the big picture, and a few other nuggets in there for you that you might like. I know a lot of people have been asking about J.C. Treader. I do not get the impression that they have interest in J.C. Treader, especially if they sign Collins. If they sign Collins, I think this is the move. This is the deal. This is the one. There's not going to be some other move that's going to come in behind it. So, you know, a few other nuggets in there for you, but a lot of stuff on kind of just the state of what this moment means for the line and kind of taking that last step. Outside of that, the AFC just gets stronger and stronger. Devontae Adams to the Raiders. The AFC West is just an unbelievable arms race at this point. And, you know, Buffalo loads up, everybody in the AFC West loading up, everybody loading up in the AFC. It's just, it's a hell of a conference right now that's going to be an absolute bear to get through. You almost feel like if you don't sign Collins now, you're falling way behind, even though you've still got so many pieces coming back and you're coming off the Super Bowl and everything else. So now the Bengals will try over the next couple of days to join that group of people that are all loading up in the AFC for what figures to be a highly entertaining season. On that note, we're out of here. Keep everything locked to us on Twitter, on The Athletic. We'll have every bit coming at you as soon as it breaks. So thanks everybody for listening. Hope everybody has appreciated our evening chat on the morning, on the Hear That Podcast Ground emergency session. So have a good one, everybody.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.